My servants.
The angels are my servants.
Hebrews 1:14.
Hebrews 1:14.
Says they're all ministering servants.
This says they're all ministering servants.
Sent out to perform service for me.
Sent out to perform service for me.
Because I'm born again.
Because I'm born again.
I'm in the kingdom of light.
I'm in the kingdom of light.
I'm not in the kingdom of darkness.
I'm not in the kingdom of darkness.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
I'm not a doubter.
I'm an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
I'm a mountain remover.
I'm a mountain remover.
With the word of God.
With the word of God.
Whether it's a financial mountain.
Whether it's a financial mountain,
a health crisis,
all of these mountains,
a relationship,
problem with my job and career,
all of these mountains can be removed. Thank you Jesus.
I'm an overcomer.
Thank you Lord.
I love your word.
It's easy to believe. It's easy to remember scripture. It is alive in my heart.
Alive in my mouth.
I love you Jesus. Thank you Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, that's great. We should do that every morning.
You can praise yourself happy.
Yes.
I believe that when it says you pray in the spirit, you edify yourself. And you know, when you enter into the winter season of the year, you always wonder, now, let's see, how long have I had that battery in my car? Maybe
right.
I ought to go out and check the date.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get up some morning in Denver when it's 20 below and, you know, I have seen it 40 below along the Front Range here. That's probably the closest I've ever experienced. But, you know, I don't want that battery to fail me. It may need to be edified.
Mm.
That means to be charged.
Charged, yes.
Well, you can, by an act of your will, plug into the power of God and begin to speak. And when you speak, I'll tell you, you will build up your faith. And if you hold your Bible, and I love to say this, when you address the Word, okay, when you walk up to the Word, you pick up your Bible, you need to make some declarations. And as I hold the Bible here in my hands, I can say, this is the Word of God, and I believe it.
This is the Word of God, and I believe it.
It is a treasure to me.
It is a treasure to me.
God speaks to me through His Word.
God speaks to me through His Word.
It works for me.
It works for me.
I'm an overcomer because of the Word.
Oh, excuse me. I'm an overcomer because of the Word.
Now, you can edify yourself that way. You can say, I'm a person of strong faith.
Mm-hmm.
I have the faith of God in me. I'm a person of strong faith.
Yes.
My prayers are answered because I believe.
Yes.
I'm a believer, not a doubter.
Yes.
Well, folks, I'm going to tell you something. When you say that, what you're saying to the inner man of the heart that controls your life, and you see your faith switches right under your nose. It's not something all of a sudden you have and then you act on it or you feel it or you experience it. You begin to speak when you don't feel like doing nothing. You feel maybe you don't have any feelings on that day. You get up and start speaking the Word, and I'll tell you, your whole life will change.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole life will change. And you'll become an overcomer with the Word. So I like to say the scripture like this, Mark 11:23. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted him. Next verse, all things for which you pray and ask, believe you have received them, and they shall be granted to you. Folks, I want to tell you, learn the scriptures we've given you here in this teaching, and you will become an overcomer. You'll become one of those dependable superstars in the body of Christ. You'll start seeing miracles and creative miracles in your life. And that's what we all need to survive in these horrendous times. But I'll tell you, God has never been overwhelmed. He's never lost a battle. So we pray in Jesus' name. We cover this teaching with the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we say that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
God is bigger than any problem you have, and God hears and answers prayer. So we suggest that you go for it. Keep in contact with us here at Darren in Denver, and we'll be praying for you. Our address is real simple. Darren in Denver, Box 37367, Denver, Colorado, zip code 80237.